Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all those who are seeking to develop their spirit, mind, and body. I'm April May. I'm a licensed Unity teacher here at Unity Center of Light, and we have lots of great stuff in store for you today. Worth being here on your Super Bowl Sunday morning, since we have lots of time left before that happens. So I'd like to ask you to join me this morning in our mission and our foundation statements. And so please join me. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there's a power within each of us, far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And our foundation statement: there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. So this morning, I would like to ask Greg Conlin if he could share the daily word with us.
All right. Today's reading is Strength. Centered in divine strength, I am confident and peaceful. If I find myself struggling to bear the weight of a heavy load, if I am wondering how much farther I can travel or how much longer I can carry on, I rely on my spiritual strength to keep me going. When I align my thoughts with this divine gift and not on the weight I carry or the distance I travel, I am tapping into the power of God expressing as me. Through divine strength, I am renewed and refreshed. I have everything I need to stay the course, knowing the presence of God comes to me through many channels. I may ask for help and accept it graciously when it comes. I give myself breaks and make time for prayers and my other spiritual practices. Through it all, I remain strong and grateful for God within me. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Ephesians 6:10.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for reading that for us today. A good word for today, strength. So before I introduce our guest speaker, who's familiar to most of us because he's been here with us now several times, and we always enjoy welcoming him back, I'd just like to take a moment to say hello and good morning to everyone, but especially anybody who might be here with us for the first time. I do not see any names that I'm not familiar with, but if you're with us for the first time and you'd like to make sure you receive communications from us, you can send a chat to either Patty or I, and we'll make sure that you get on our e-newsletter list and get our communications. So please do that. We'd love to welcome you. So, what can I say about Paul? Well, some things I can say in public and some I can't, because Paul and I have been pretty good friends for a while now. He has spoken at Eastern Region conferences. He talks, speaks, and preaches with truth students all over the world, in all kinds of circumstances, both in person and virtually. This weekend, he's coming to us from sunny Florida. And we're glad to have him back. I was so intrigued by Paul's talk title for today that I decided that I was going to interject some joy into the beginning of our morning by changing my perspective for the day. So I'm not going to wear these for the whole day because boy, they do change my perspective. But I just wanted to show we can be affected even just by a talk title, right, Paul? So I first experienced Paul as a teacher in over at Unity of Gaithersburg, taking SEE classes in the field. Patty probably too, and maybe some others. Colette experienced him that way. But he is a master metaphysician, and I'm sure will help us with this idea of the new spiritual practice of joy spotting. So Paul, we welcome you, and we are grateful to have you here.
Wow, thank you. So good to be here. And this shirt has something to do with joy spotting. And I don't know if anybody has a practice like I do. Instead of and at the beginning of the year, setting a New Year's resolution, what I do at the beginning of the year is find something new for me to put into my life and to try. And if it lasts and it works, it sticks. And so I have to admit, though, I've been a natural joy spotter my whole life, but I didn't have a name for it. So it was kind of fun to stumble on this one. So I'm going to share my screen, and April's going to help me to make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do. So is that working?
Yes, it is. And
Thank you.
for anybody who wants to see Paul in larger, but next to his screen share, you can move the arrow over a little bit and make the screen share part smaller and Paul bigger. But that's on an individual level.
Absolutely.
April,
And go ahead.
there's a gray box across the top of his slide.
Okay. Is that better?
It's gone now, yes.
Yeah, great. Sometimes it does that. So thank you. So obviously, thanks for inviting me back. I really get excited because when these sorts of things happen, April and I have more fun conversations. So meeting with April is a spot of joy. All right, so here we go. For me, get your cell phones out and get it set on camera. And then sit back like my little minion friend here. If you've seen, you've probably seen this setup more than once, but I always like to repeat it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at alberthasselbeck@gmail.com. My website is paulhasselbeck.com. And then the website for my podcast, metaphysicalromp2.com, is available to you. So you might take a picture of that slide, for instance. So joy spotting. So sit back and let's get ready to romp. And so the majority of this talk is based on a TED talk and a transcript by Ingrid Fattel Lee. And the title of that TED talk is Where Joy Hides and How to Find It. And so I encourage you to find that TED talk. She's a really good presenter. She's quite joyous herself. And when I was talking with April, we kind of realized all of this was happening at once. So we're having kind of a Christian trifecta because all of these are related to something in Christianity. So Mardi Gras is that, actually, we think of it as several days before Ash Wednesday. But Mardi Gras is actually just the day before Lent begins. And Mardi Gras means, you probably heard it, Fat Tuesday. And it's called Fat Tuesday is because everyone used up their fatty foods on that day before Lent started, before Ash Wednesday, because a lot of people are involved in giving something up. And interestingly, Valentine's Day falls on Ash Wednesday, and some of us know it as Singles Awareness Day. But in my research, I found a couple more. It's Galentine's Day. What does that mean? It's celebrating gal friends. And then there has to be a male equivalent, Malentine's Day, and that's where we celebrate our friendships we have with men. Not romantic ones necessarily, but we're celebrating these relationships. And of course, these are happening in the context of Lent, which is mostly understood as a time of letting go of something or sacrificing something you really like. So you can experience at some level the sacrifice that it's reported Jesus gave up for us. And so, in a way, all four of these involve love. And in a way, especially Mardi Gras and Valentine's Day also include Joy. So everyone pretty much knows what traditional Lent is. Most of us have had a Christian background. And then in Unity, in Keep a True Lent, which is an interesting book because within its pages, a lot of the metaphysical teachings are found. So in the beginning of the book, this is by Charles Fillmore. There's this wonderful quote, which you've probably already read, but I'm going to read it. I keep a true Lent by denying limiting beliefs of the past and by laying hold of positive ideas that are life-giving. Thus, I spiritualize my thinking and transform my life. And that is pretty much a foundation statement. It's also a how-to statement for upgrading the thoughts and feelings in your consciousness. And so, usually, when I'm talking about joy, well, people ask about happiness. So, let's do a little bit of a deep dive into happiness. So, happiness is feeling good over time. And it's usually due to a conscious appraisal of how good our life is. Sometimes it's unconscious, and sometimes we're thinking, wow, I have this great life. And then I consciously look at my life because I want to repeat the things that support my happiness. And so happiness is usually thought of to be based on a range of factors. One, how we feel about work. Two, the quality of our relationships. And three, having a sense of purpose. And there are others, but these are the top three. So, what about joy? Well, as opposed to happiness, which is over time, joy is feeling good, feeling great, feeling celebratory in the moment. It's more immediate, intense, and it's a positive, momentary emotion. And it's usually measured somehow through physical expression. Think about how a kid, a child, jumps for joy when they receive a gift. So I think we have to take on this, when you feel joy, this very expressiveness. I have a friend, when he hears something that really tickles him, he does like this. He gets all excited. And it's almost an involuntary response. And it's really joyful to watch him because he is a 6 foot six tall man with red head. And seeing him do this and being childful, not childlike, just tickles me. So, joy. So, there are these 10, I think it is. She calls them aesthetics. You see the word here, but this woman is a person who works in design. And so, as in all professions, they have their own language. So I would call these more like evidence or characteristics. So abundance is the first one. And how many of you can relate to being a kid in a candy store and trying to pick one out? Or even a kid in a toy store and your mother or father says you can have one and you get so excited, it's so hard to make a decision. It's the sense of our cup runneth over. And they're represented by polka dots, stripes, and rainbow color palettes. And I know if I saw this on the street, that cement machine with polka dots, I would have laughed out loud. Actually, I laughed out loud, excuse me, laughed out loud when I was trying to find a good picture. And this is another one, sunflowers in the field. We have a place just west of Kansas City that this farmer plants acres and acres of sunflower seeds, And then people are invited. You can walk through the sunflowers. It's such a joy. The next one is harmony, and it's about balance, symmetry, and pattern. Order in the world gives us a sense of joy and calm. It gives me a sense of joy and calm. And if I walk into a place that's in chaos, I don't feel so calm. I don't feel or not aware of much joy. And so examples would be a well-organized closet or a collections of things neatly arranged. So yes, I'll confess, I'm sort of a neatnik and I enjoy being that. I'm also a minimalist. So the next aesthetic is energy. So energy is connected to color and light, and it's our innate attraction to a sense of brightness. Bright colors are joyful, and most of my friends know I love bright colors. I'm wearing this top that has all these beautiful colors, and I want to share a little story. So I hope you're looking at this slide and you can see it pretty well. It's a building with all these beautiful neon lights on the outside. And my friend Steve and I, when we were in Bentonville, that's where this is located. And Bentonville, by the way, is the home of Walmart. We came out of a restaurant at night and we saw this in a distance and we had to go over and see it. I felt such joy. It's like, wow, look at this pop of color. And then I was even more joyful when I realized, and you can probably tell in a way, this is on the front of a parking garage. So I feel joyful when I see something that might be considered out of place, but for me, it definitely has its place. The next aesthetic is freedom. The feeling of having been let loose. Remember the feeling you had on the last day of school? That's what we're talking about. And it can often happen when we're out in nature and having space around it. So that trip I was talking about to Bentonville was to go bicycling. You can see one of the bicycle paths here. That's my electric bike. And in Bentonville, there are a series of these bike paths plus mountain bike paths that two of the grandsons, there we go, invested $85 million to build this hub for mountain biking. And friends, when I get back on a bike, I'm back being a kid because the bike gave me freedom from my home. I could go out and ride anywhere I wanted. And I still feel that way when I get on a bike. I feel free and I also feel curious. I like to explore new places. The next category is affordances. Now, that's a word I never heard of. And that's why it's fun for me to dive into groups of study, because there's always a new word, a word that they have created for their particular area of expertise. So what's an affordance? Well, it describes the different ways things can be used. And maybe many of you have seen a video or a movie, Airplane, that I think it came out in the 80s. If you haven't seen this movie and you want to laugh, go see it. There is a scene where one of the men in the tower, where, what do they call that? Well, anyway, the tower where the people control how the planes land and where they go and all that. So this one character hands this man, he says, "What can you do with this? What do you make of this?" And he replies, "Well, now, it could be a hat. It could be a pterodactyl. It could be a brooch. Well, each of those uses of the piece of the paper is an affordance. And when you think of hula hoops, balloons, and balls, well, don't you think of different ways you can use them? Just last night, my friend had some blown up balloons for her birthday. So she gave them to her dog to play with. And I never thought of a balloon as a toy for the dog. And that dog went crazy. It was like the dog went back to being a puppy. And doesn't joy do that in a way? So there are things associated with play. Surprise is another one. Contrast and whimsy, it catches our attention, and often they're incongruous. So on this bike journey, Steve and I saw this building. It was surprising because we saw these ramps going up the building. So it turns out that the person who paid for this building was a major person into bicycling, especially in the way in which we can get rid of our cars, like bicycling to work. So he wanted the building built with ramps so people could go from the ground level up to the level where their offices are, park their bike, and go to work. So we went there, of course. It's about 6 stories tall. And there we discovered that it wasn't just plain concrete on these huge ramps. They had embedded these mosaics, and they're large, of different type of insects or critters with these jewels. So you see one on the screen. Here's another one and another one. And yes, once I realized these were here, I was looking for them, and each one was a surprise. What has surprised you recently that you felt that joy? Another one of these is transcendence, things that draw our eyes upward in space. And I immediately think of a Catholic cathedral when I think of that. And you could think in terms of these balloons, or this treehouse, or a hummingbird, or these trees. These trees are from a redwood forest, and the area they're in this park is called the cathedral. And they ask people to be quiet and looking up. I feel so uplifted. The next one is magic. These are things we can't quite grasp or understand. Mysterious movements of things, lights that shimmer and shift. And I wonder how many of you are thinking of lightning bugs, because all this stuff can create wonder and curiosity. I just love being curious. So there's one lightning bug. And here's a bunch of lightning bugs within a forest. Isn't that amazing? And this reminds me of the time I was staying with a friend in Vermont, and he had a hillside in the back. And we went out at dark, and these bugs were emerging, and the lightning bugs were everywhere on the hillside. So joyful to see these things. And then there's renewal, which is about growth, potential, and change, movement, and progress. Opening a flower, spirals, and the way plants grow can remind us of renewal. So here's some spirals in nature. You see, I'm back to sunflowers. Here's a sunflower that has fully has its seeds. Isn't that beautiful? It just reaps of potential and possibility. And then the last one is celebration. It explains how joy spreads between people. Joy is a highly contagious emotion, and I hope you've noticed that. And it includes things like fireworks, confetti, And glitter. How many of you have received a card in the mail and you've opened it and glitter or confetti falls out? The first reaction is, wow. The second reaction is, oh, now I got to clean this up. And maybe some of you are noticing these three women from a 1 minute commercial that Amazon had. And so let's see if this will play. Uh-oh, I got something else going. Let's enjoy it with joy. Now, here we go. So, I guess I didn't stop that. My apology. Well, friends,
well, we're not still seeing it because you stopped your screen share.
yeah, something happened here, and I apologize, friends. I can't find where to stop this. So I'm going to stop it and say thank you for listening. Well, April, can you help me with this? I don't know why this is playing.
I'm not seeing it, Paul, and I don't know that other people are
Okay, let me
either.
see if I shrink me if I can find it. Well, we'll do that and say, this is Joy Spotting, and thank you for listening. Okay.
So, you're going to take us on into the meditation in a moment.
All right. Now, let's see if I got rid of all of that. Doesn't look like anything is here. Well, my friends, I am befuddled and I'm curious why I can't find where this is playing. Though I imagine it's in YouTube somewhere.
Because I'm not seeing it, I can't help you with it. I'm sorry.
Go here, let's go here. Wow. Well, let's see if I just closed enough windows. Well, April, I can't find where that is playing. So, can you take it from here?
Sure, can you hear me okay? Paul, can you hear me? I think he's not hearing me. So,
You going to go to our first song?
Paul can't hear me, but I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and share the song that we were going to share at this point, which is funny because it's a great song for exactly this circumstance. I think what we're going to do is I'm going to need to stop the record and we'll go from there. And everybody's going to support.